Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The idea is that the outer you will finally match the inner you. Picture the face you want to have. The life you want to have. Just rub that all over your face.
Here we go.
Fire!
That's a clip from The Boys Presents Diabolical on Amazon Prime. I've been watching The Boys series. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty violent. And DJ was complaining he had trouble finding a 20-second clip without an F-bomb. So thank you, DJ, for finding a clean clip. I enjoy The Boys, but this is something altogether different. Joining us right now from the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is the one and only Tim Lammers. Hey, Tim, welcome back.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking with DJ on the phone, and I didn't warn him about the F-bombs, but now I kind of think, you know, it's kind of fun when he goes into it and trying to figure out that maze and to pull a 20-second clip out of it. Yeah, it's just like The Boys. Actually, Paul, it's an animated series, eight episodes that are about 12 to 14 minutes each. And they're all in different animated styles. So one feels like Looney Tunes, but one feels like anime, and one feels, you know, so they all have these, you know, this different feel to them. But they're all set in The Boys universe, so they don't necessarily have to do with any of The Boys characters, although characters like Homelander, he does show up eventually in the eighth episode, which is all about him and Black Noir, those two characters. So, you know, it's just fun to get a little taste of The Boys while we wait for another season. There's going to be a third season in June. But for those who are unaware of what The Boys is about, it's a bunch of super-powered human beings that are supposed to be superheroes, but they're actually super-villains. So The Boys is made up of this group of men and women who are trying to thwart this evil force, whom, again, everybody thinks is good.
Yeah, they are seriously flawed. Tim, I want to leave enough time, because I know you got an amazing interview. Let's play a clip from Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty on HBO Max.
I want to build something special, a real dynasty. But I need a partner.
First pick, 1979 NBA draft. The Los Angeles Lakers select Irvin Magic Johnson.
With me, it's going to be exciting.
This sounds like a great miniseries taking you behind the scenes, a dramatization. Tell me you liked this, Tim. I hope you did.
I actually loved it, Paul, and it's interesting because I really don't follow the NBA that much these days. I have an affinity for the Lakers because, of course, they were at one point the Minneapolis Lakers, and yep. My mom used to attend games and where she would watch the likes of George Mikan. You know, so there's always really? Been that affinity for the team, but of course they moved to Los Angeles. This is about the Los Angeles Lakers Showtime era, where the Lakers really dominated the 1980s with players like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson. So this is a great look at what goes on the court, but as well as behind the scenes. And it's a 10-part series. It's been promoted as a miniseries, but apparently they're actually working on another season of this. But it's executive produced by Adam McKay, who actually directed Don't Look Up. So yep. You know, Paul, he has a very distinct style, a very crazy style for this series. It has that late 70s, early 80s feel to it. Kind of a cross between Anchorman and Boogie Nights. You know, it's pretty crazy stuff. But all-star cast in this thing, and the voice you probably heard was of John C. Reilly, who is Jerry Buss, the guy who bought the team in 1979 and turned the Lakers games into an entertainment destination in order to get people into the seats. So it's a terrific series, whether you like basketball or not.
Adrian Brody, and wait, Sally Field is in this thing?
Yeah, Sally Field plays Jessie Buss, who is Jerry Buss's mother, eccentric mother who doubles as his accountant. She likes to keep business in the family. So you have her, you have Quincy Isaiah, a relative newcomer playing Magic, as well as Solomon Hughes, another newcomer who plays Kareem, but Adrian Brody plays Pat Riley. You got Michael Chiklis as Red Auerbach, who, of course, was the iconic coach turned general manager of the Boston Celtics, who were the Lakers' biggest rivalry. But, yeah, just a huge cast. Jason Segel, Tracy Letts is a great screenwriter, but also a terrific actor that you'll know. Devon Nixon plays his father, Norm Nixon, who was part of the Showtime Lakers. So, yeah, it's just an amazing cast, a huge ensemble.
And you got an interview with a lot of these actors. What stood out in those interviews?
Well, first of all, I love Sally Field. I mean, she is just an amazing actor, has been for years. I did talk with her for Lincoln, Steven Spielberg's film, a few years back, but that was on the phone. So it's really cool to be talking to somebody on Zoom. You know, you're seeing each other, and you discover that as iconic as she is, she's just as warm and sweet as you would imagine her to be. So that was a real trip for me. I just love her. Michael Chiklis, I've always loved his stuff. He did that series Coyote on CBS All Access recently, but of course his career goes way back to The Commish, and he did The Shield and the Fantastic Four movies as The Thing. So just a great guy, great actor. And it was the first time I actually talked with Adrian Brody, again, a guy that's been around, Oscar winner. It's really a trip. I talked with 12 actors from the series in all, for a site called Looper.com, but of course you can find the links to all those Q&As on my website, directconversations.com.
Tim, I'm just curious, with the pandemic, God willing, beginning to fade, I know that the stars, anytime there's a new release, they have to get out, they have to promote, they have to market, raise awareness, generate some buzz. Do you think Zoom is going to be a staple going forward, or is it better to get out in person, shake hands, or is it going to be a hybrid approach?
Well, you know, it's funny. I asked a publicist friend of mine about this very thing, and this was actually in the thick of the pandemic. And she didn't know for sure. You know, I think the general thinking is that when you have a big, you know, Avengers type of event movie, they're probably going to push for those one-on-ones. But you have to remember, a lot of these junkets, what they do is they fly out journalists to L.A. or New York or wherever. So they're going to be cutting out that expense. And also, the talent doesn't have to be put up in a hotel. They don't have to be carted anywhere. They can just broadcast from the comforts of their own living room. So I definitely can see Zoom going forward in some capacity. I think it's actually going to be bigger, though, than people think. It's just, again, it's a matter of convenience for the stars. It makes it easier to coordinate.
Sure.
I tell you what, the system that I've taken part in with the junket production companies over Zoom, it's really a slick operation. And I've been on press junkets before, and it is pretty crazy, those in-person ones. So, yeah, I could definitely see it happening. I mean, look, the quality's terrific with the state-of-the-art, you know, broadband, but, you know, I mean, everything, you know, online, everything is high def. I mean, so it's almost like, Paul, when you used to do satellite interviews, but that was expensive. This is a lot cheaper, obviously.
Sure, yeah. Tim Lammers, thank you for your perspective. Looking forward to catching up with you on Friday. Hang in there.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Have a great day, and we'll talk Friday.
Thank you, Tim.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.